crucial primary season. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Seven states held primaries yesterday as Democrats and Republicans positioned themselves for a fight in November to control the House. Fox's Grinnell Scott has some results from New Jersey and Mississippi.
In New Jersey's 4th District, Republican Chris Smith beat his primary competition to move on to a November matchup with Democrat Matthew Jenkins. Republican Jeff Van Drew and Democrats Tom Malinowski and Andy Kim won handily as well. Down in Mississippi, a red state, January 6th committee chair and Democrat Benny Thompson bested his primary challenger, but one GOP incumbent, Stephen Palazzo, in the 4th District is headed to a runoff on June 28th.
Primaries also in Montana, Iowa, New Mexico, South Dakota, and California. In San Francisco, people frustrated with rising crime voted to recall District Attorney Chesa Boudin.
These are reasons.
Leading up to the election, San Francisco voters overwhelmingly favored recalling DA Boudin. Here, there is no doubt that change is in the air, meaning that regardless of the election, the ripple or domino effect is now in play. Here in Los Angeles, Deputy District Attorney John Hatami says his boss, DA George Gascon, is next.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. And actor Matthew McConaughey, a native of Uvalde, Texas, says the country is on the cusp of bipartisan gun reform because this time is different.
These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations to our nation, states, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
McConaughey speaking during a White House press conference. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Police are investigating a fire at an anti-abortion center in suburban Buffalo, New York, as a case of arson. The CEO says his center and others like it have received threats since the leaked draft opinion suggested the Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection goes prime time tomorrow night, and members are promising to show fresh evidence against rioters.
The committee put out a statement saying they'll be presenting previously unseen material documenting January 6th in their televised hearing. They'll also get testimony from Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards, who suffered a brain injury at the hands of rioters. They'll also be talking to filmmaker Nick Quested, who recorded the start of the violence. Some Republicans plan on counter-programming, starting with a news conference this morning. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik said she'll be speaking out against what she called a sham political witch hunt. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Russia's drawing closer to its goal of capturing Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. The Kremlin claimed yesterday to have taken control of 97% of one of the two provinces that make up the Donbas region. On the ice, the Lightning strike twice to tie the Rangers two games apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Here comes Palat with the empty net.
That call on ESPN as Tampa Bay's Andre Palat scored the final goal to seal the victory over New York 4-1 last night and keep the series alive. And on Broadway, producers of Dear Evan Hansen announced the play's final performance will be Sunday, September 18th. It's a Tony, Grammy, and Olivier Award-winning musical that opened in December 2016. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.